get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey, everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break. We encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is off today. She's got a lot of stuff going on in her life and running around, doing things, hustling, making the money. So she could not join us today, but she will be back soon. Hopefully in the next couple of episodes. So there you
Yes.
go. Yes. So, Sophia, do you know what our episode is about today?
Somebody came out with an album recently.
They did. And it was a boy band member from the band One Direction. We're talking about our man, Niall Horan from One Direction, has come out with a new album called The Show.
And if you heard our last episode about Sugar Beach, you knew that this was coming up because we were going to do an album review about it.
We did say that. Let me just double check which episode that was for anybody who's following along at home and would like to go back and find out all about that lovely
experience we had in the rain.
In the rain in Toronto, last minute. Very, he's a lot more popular than the people at Chorus Entertainment think that he is. So,
yes.
So that
especially when it's raining, people will come out no matter what, especially at a free event.
All right. So if you're looking for a recap of that event, that is episode 242, Niall Horan, One Direction at Sugar Beach in Toronto in May. So this was in May. So we are now in June. So there you go.
So it was recent.
Yes. So big fan. Niall has always been one of my favorite members of One Direction.
Yes. He seems to be a very good person and fun. He does fun things,
fun
I think.
Fun guy, you know? Yes. And type of music that I like. So I was looking forward to this. So, all right. Without further ado, let's go to our handy Wikipedia page.
Woo!
And that will give us a little bit of background on this album, shall we?
Yes,
okay,
we shall.
So The Show, which I think is really funny because the Jonas Brothers just came out with their album called The Album. So,
yes.
You know,
like we said, in the boy band world, the titles are not that great.
Could use a little bit of work.
But we love them anyways, right?
Yes. I'm going to see.
It works in the end. It all works out in the end.
I was going to show the picture of the show, but I feel like every time I do that on my home computer, it kind of like slows down. So it's essentially Niall in a window, just kind of gazing up, and it says The Show. And yes, and I was on like a Photoshop page yesterday, and someone's like, can you put me in here? So it was like, so she wanted to be Photoshopped there for Niall, like looking at her. It was actually really funny.
Aw, that's cute.
But yeah, so anyway, so it's called The Show. It is the third studio album by Irish singer Niall Horan, released through Capitol Records on June 9th, 2023. So we are not that far behind. We're only about a week behind. So there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty good for us.
We got you peeps. Yes. Musically, it draws from rock and synth pop genres. Makes sense, yes. The album's lead single, Heaven, was released on February 17th, followed by Meltdown on April 28th. Background and recording. On February 15th, 2023, Niall announced the album title and release date. While promoting the lead single, Niall told Rolling Stone, "What makes this record incredibly special to me is its reflection of where I am in my life today as a person, a musician, and of course, as a songwriter." He explained in the video, "Can't say I'm not a little nervous, but hopefully you'll still like this version of me when you listen to the new record." Horan appeared on, obviously we do, Niall.
Okay. Obviously, yes.
Horan appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and spoke about how his last album cycle for Heartbreak Weather was heavily impacted by a series of lockdowns in 2020, meaning that he was never able to tour the project. I'd released the album the day we were told we were going into lockdown.
Oh, wow.
Some would say that's great timing. The tour got canceled. So then I was sitting around waiting for something to happen, waiting for the creative juices to flow. Once it came, it kind of opened a door for what is now a finished product, this record. So that is a very interesting thing, right? Because, like you spend all this time making an album and generally you tour the album and then you're like, oh, just kidding, lockdown, you can't do anything, right? So kind of sucks. And he could have taken the easy way out and just toured with that album once this opened, but he decided he wanted to make another one. So so in an interview with NME, Horan shared, the last time I wrote an album, I did less thinking. You don't in your early 20s, you don't think too much at all. I think with pandemics and relationships and things like that, you subconsciously grow as a person. Then the production wise and what I'm saying lyrically, it just sounds like something that a 30-year-old would release, not a youthful version of what I did before. Interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Actually,
yeah.
Kind of interesting to go back and listen to his other album for a future episode and kind of see if it makes like a difference or whatever.
But, yeah. Compare.
Yeah. To kind of compare that. Any Nile fans want to chime in on what that. It's good. I always think it's always kind of interesting when they kind of like not shit upon, but shit upon their previous records. Cause obviously
like Nick Carter,
Nick Carter does with Now or Never. And I freaking love that album. So every time he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but it was a good album. Why are you shitting upon it? It was so good. But yeah, you know.
Because he also had growth. So
exactly.
He's like, yes, I'm better now than what I was before.
Yes. And then sometimes they'll hate an album and then the years will pass and they're like, you know what? I really like that song. And then they'll start reincorporating that into concerts and stuff like that. So
because Nick only likes like 3 songs from that album.
Yes.
I know this is a Nile album review, but why wouldn't we talk about Nick?
Boy banders.
You know, wouldn't we?
Yes, exactly. Okay, so now moving along, it says singles. Heaven was released on February 17th as a lead single. The song debuted at number 4 on the Irish singles chart, number 16 on the UK official top 100, and at number 63 in the US on Billboard Hot 100. Heaven official music video was released 1 week later in Australia. Heaven peaked at number 30 on that country's singles chart. An acoustic version was released on March 10th. When Heaven came out, do you remember it coming out?
Not at all.
I was like, in my defense, I also don't listen to current radio music because my radio stations do not play like the current stuff, the ones that I work at. But I maybe
at Sugar Beach. Do you remember at Sugar Beach? I think that we heard it there.
I think he played it there, but I'm
so that's why
time,
it was.
I don't remember that. What I do remember is when Meltdown came out. So Meltdown is the second official single from the album. It was released April 28th. Meltdown debuted at number 15 on the official Irish singles chart top 50 on May 5th. In the United Kingdom, it debuted at 62 and 48 on the official downloads chart. On the day of the album's release, the official music video for the song The Show was released. It was directed by Connor Brashear. I have not seen that video yet. Have you seen it?
No.
No. Okay. Ite, but then it's not showing it as a single. Anyways, promotion. In February 2023, Horan performed the Heaven chorus acoustically while appearing on The Late Late Show with James Corden. He appeared on The Kelly Clarkson Show and discussed writing the song at a writer's camp. Horan appeared on The Jonathan Ross Show on March 11th and performed Heaven on that show. On May 15th, he performed it on The Voice. On June 16th, he released a live acoustic video of the album track "You Could Start a Cult." The video was filmed in California.
And James Corden is now gone.
Yes.
Off the air, so that was like one of the last performances. Yeah, he's not on The Late Show anymore. But yeah, that was like one of the last performances, I guess, for that show.
And I know a lot of people thought there was going to be like a One Direction reunion for his last show. That didn't happen, I'm assuming, correct?
That was no, because that would have been headline news everywhere. That
definitely would have, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so then now it's there's a tour. So on May 22nd, he announced a 50-date tour promoting the album, which is set to visit Europe, Oceania, and North America. Horan later added 7 more dates due to high demand. So I was just looking at the tickets today. Oh yeah, I forgot. So he has, so in Canada, I believe he's only doing the one city, which at the is
Rogers Toronto.
So he's doing Scotiabank Arena. He's doing two shows there, and they're basically sold out. There's like a couple of blue seats, and there's obviously resale seats. But
Jonas Brothers is doing Rogers Center. Sorry.
Jonas Brothers is doing the Rogers Center, and I gotta say, I'm pretty shocked that it's not sold out, because I just looked, and I would say it's only about half sold out right now. So I don't know if the tickets are expensive or if the arena is too big, but it's. But I also checked a couple of other dates, and they're not really sold out either, which is shocking, because when the Jonas Brothers did their stuff in New York, like that, the like the five albums in 5 days, that sold out like immediately. Granted, it's also a much smaller place they were performing at. I think it was only like 1,500 seats or something. It was a smaller
intimate.
Also, I just feel like that's weird that the Jonas one isn't sold out. So I think if Jonas had done Scotiabank Arena and did like 2 days, then maybe that would have helped them sell out faster.
Yeah. But,
like the Rogers Center holds 49,000 people. So it's like a pretty big.
Do you think maybe the price range is a little high for maybe people?
Price, maybe.
Or we're also like in a recession.
Yes, a lot of concert tickets. People are trying to get their little Taylor Swift tickets for like $3,000 or whatever. So, right now there's a lot of expensive tickets. So I wouldn't be sure if those tickets went cheaper closer to the day, like they kind of brought down the price.
But I think people are picking and choosing which ones to go to.
And I feel like if you do multiple shows, you're going to have people that are like diehard fans that are going to go to both shows, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Tickets that way. So when you only do like one big show, you obviously have less people from that. So.
And if you have like, if it's high prices, you're not going to go to both shows.
Yeah.
If you don't have that kind of money.
No, it's true. 100% for sure. Like we saw that with the Backstreet Boys, like some of our Backstreet friends are like, we can only go to the one day. We're not going to another day because we can't.
Which is fair.
Hopefully, because I feel like when the pandemic was over, all of the concert ticket prices went like through the roof. So I feel like, and now they're still a bit high, but I feel like maybe they'll start seeing like, maybe we need to lower this a little bit and not be, you know, as high.
And if inflation is still a thing too, no? So maybe that's why as well.
Sure. So
inflation is high, but salaries are not going up. So
that is correct. Things are not moving pick and at choose. The same speed.
Yes. So you gotta pick and choose. What do you want? To eat food on the table or go to a concert?
Go to a concert, exactly. I also feel that, obviously the musicians and stuff, like, oh, we lost out all this money during the pandemic, so now we're trying to make it back. But I'm like, sorry, it's different. Also, what I was thinking the other day about albums, because before, remember, you'd be like the album sale, whatever. They very rarely sell albums like physical copies anymore, like CDs or the like actual records, I guess, for collectors or whatever. But it's not like people are like rushing to the store to buy CDs. Like you can literally go on Spotify and listen to the entire album for free.
Yeah,
which is very weird to me how they're making money off this. So obviously their money stream is now coming from concerts again,
right?
And things like that. So I don't know.
But like when they stream it on Spotify, do they not make some money off the streaming service?
Yeah, they do. But it's definitely not. I don't know.
No. Obviously,
But it's definitely nowhere near the amount of money they would make with the physical copy of something.
Like, no. Of course not. No.
But you can even just go on YouTube and just watch them. Like, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I don't know when the Backstreet Boys came out with their Christmas album. Like, I gotta go to the store. It's like nostalgic for me right? Yeah.
The deluxe edition and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, because the deluxe edition looked exactly the same as the non-deluxe edition. Like it didn't even have the only reason we saw when we looked on the back and there was like an extra couple songs or whatever, but like the album art and everything was the same. I was
like, at our Walmart there was only a deluxe edition, so like fantastic. I don't even have to bother.
So anyways, if anyone wants to go, Niall is doing a big tour. Go check that out on Ticketmaster, whatever they sell them.
Hopefully it goes lower in price, and then maybe we could go possibly if it's lower.
Well, When he announced it, it made it sound like it was coming up. And then I realized it's not till 2024. So many things can happen in a year, right? Like something I don't like anymore, or, you know, like, oh, now there's a wedding I have to go to or something. So like closer to the date, there'll be cheaper tickets. So people just trying to upload their tickets, or maybe scalpers bought a bunch, like, ha ha ha, we'll sell them, and then realize they can't. And then, you know, whatever. Right. So
for sure,
literally anything could happen. So yeah. Yes. So maybe we'll look at that, but that is 2024. So nothing is happening as far as I know this year. I think it's all next year. So, okay. So critical reception. The show was met with critical acclaim by the music critics. It received a score of 83 out of 100 on review aggregator Metacritic based on 7 critics' reviews, indicating universal acclaim. Roisin O'Connor of The Independent called the album the apotheosis of Horan's classic rock sound, which he has been carefully honing ever since his debut album, and beautifully cohesive. She wrote that it finds Horan moving towards the lusher production sound of his former bandmates, Harry Styles. Lauren Canyon references mingle easily with 80s synth pop and Naughty's guitar rock. Writing for Clash, Hannah Sinclair found that Horan does not disappoint with his latest eclectic release, and the album explores deeper meanings to previous work after having time to reflect on life during our multiple lockdowns, summarizing that it is undoubtedly Niall Horan's finest and most mature album to date, and certainly worth the wait. Rob Sheffield of Rolling Stone opined that the show is full of laid-back Laurel Canyon inspired ballads, heavy on the mellow, full of feelings, and looking for sanity in a time of personal turmoil, remarking that it is touching to hear Horan get so intimate on his own. That's sounds awkward, but yes. Sorry, my brain is just in the dumpster.
Hey, we all went there, I'm sure. You just said it out loud.
Yes, I did. And complimenting the empathy he brings, that's good, to power ballads like Heaven. Caitlin Chatterton of the line of Best Fit wrote that listening to the album in full reveals the first two singles as the standout tracks by a healthy margin, and the remainder of the album is so often hampered by its predictability, despite being far from a bad record. Okay. Rachel Martin reviewing for.
I don't know. I feel like Rolling Stone people are a little like too judgmental.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sorry.
Rachel Martin reviewing for Fault magazine stated the album was Horan's most vulnerable and mature songwriting to date, and added the singer takes center stage, a place he's rightfully earned. All right. So normally when we do album reviews, there's like 3 or 4 of us giving opinions. And I figured since there's only 2 of us today, we obviously have our own reviews, but to add some zhuzh to this and get another opinion, I found an article.
We found a third reviewer.
So this comes from the Economic Times. It is a review of Niall Horan's latest album of all 10 songs. So does it say who is doing this? Let me just read the quick little start here. So it says, Niall Horan has just released his third solo album titled The Show. The music album was released on Friday, June 9th, 2023 by Capitol Records and Horan's publishing company, Neon Haze. The show's lead song titled Heaven was released February 17th and Meltdown was released April 28th ahead of the album launch. The show is being touted as Niall Horan's best album to date. Let's take a look at the 10 songs they feature on the album. So it does not say who wrote this, so I apologize, but whoever at the Economic Times News, thank you.
Do you think it would be at the bottom maybe or no?
Oh, point. Let me scroll, because I feel like usually it's at the top, but
yeah. But sometimes they have like the author at the bottom.
It does not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I'm just warning you in advance, I did not read this, so I have no idea what they are saying. I just kind of figured, it's always good to have an extra opinion. So
absolutely.
So I have literally no idea what it says. So let us start again. So as per usual, I will say the title of the song, the writers and producers, and then we'll go into it. So then I'll do mine, Sophia will do hers, and then this mysterious writer will give us their opinion as well. And as always, feel free to put your opinions in the comments. We love to hear them. So
yes, yeah. We do.
Okay, so this is a short album. It's 10 songs long. It's 30 minutes and 39 seconds, which we are more than halfway through this episode right now.
Talked
about a single song. So, okay.
And
so
Hanson, I think Hanson's was the most because they had the three CDs. Hanson?
Right. Yes, that was a long one. Yeah, I never realized how short albums are. I was like, back in our day, they were like an hour long. And then I actually looked up some of them and I was like, oh no, they're like 45 minutes. It's not like a full hour. So I'm like, okay.
I don't know. Back then you're like, yeah, woohoo.
But I feel like most albums used to be like 10 to 15 or 12 to 15 songs. And I feel like nowadays it's more about 10-ish.
Yeah. So
anyways. Okay. First one up, we have Heaven, written by Niall Horan, Tobias Gesso Jr., John Ryan and Joel Little, and the producer is John Ryan and Joel Little. So Heaven, and then I'm gonna go back to my NZ lyrics. Okay, so I said harmonizing voices to start. This was the first single, and then he sings God only knows where this will go. Is one of the lines I picked out. I said it has a good beat. I also like the line, I obsessively adore you. I believe I can die in your kiss. Doesn't get more than this. Heaven won't be the same. So when I first listened to this, I was driving to work in my car. And my car is old. And it was very difficult to hear this song. It sounded like very, like, now that I see that it's pop synth, very synthesized kind of. The first few times I said it, but I said, and then at the end, he's kind of singing a little kind of like acoustically or talking. And I feel like the sound quality sounds better during that like little stanza that he sings, which was good. But I said the rest of it kind of has a weird processor sound effect on it. And I gave that 1.5 stars. So, okay, so sorry. So I'm going to read the A to Z lyrics also has some like random little facts about it. So I'll do that. Then we'll go to you and then we'll go to the other guy.
Okay, sounds good.
So it says Heaven is the first single from the show. He wrote it with John Ryan and Joel Little. The single was teased starting on the 20th of January. Some fans across the world received special gifts. Well, that's cool.
Ooh, nice.
Including a candle and lyrics from the chorus with the song's title written on the package. The back of the box also had a QR code leading to Niall Horan's website. 4 days prior to the single's release, he teased again on Twitter with, "This is Heaven Week." And then a quote from Niall says, "One thing I've learned over the years is that society loves to pressure us into reaching certain milestones by a certain age."
That's Niall true.
The song. Whether that's getting married or anything else that should be based on our own instincts. As I've gotten older, I've tried to let go of those expectations and just follow my heart. That is so friggin' true.
That is very true.
100%, because like I'm 40 and people are like, when are you gonna have kids? When are you gonna get married? When is this? And sometimes you definitely compare yourselves to others and you're just like, oh fuck, like my life is crap because I don't have this. And then you see really annoying children and you're like, I'm good. I'm having a great time.
Well, I work with children, and the best part is giving them back after the end of the day. I love them to death.
Yes.
But it's nice to have a break after that.
That is true. All right, Sophia, what do you think of Heaven?
Okay, so I have like similar thoughts to yours. I like it. I thought it was catchy. The chorus is great. I don't know, something about like the chorus I really liked. God only knows where this could go. And even if love starts to grow out of control and you and me go up in flames, heaven won't be the same. I really like that. It was really nice. So I give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right. So let's see what the Economic Times says about this track. They say, this pop rock number is soothing to the ear. An ode with lyrics like, strange light revolves around you. You float across the room. Your touch is made of something heaven can't hold a candle to. I'll follow you till there's no tomorrow. So, yes. So I feel like there's a lot of, like, love-type songs on this album. Which I guess most albums are.
Right.
Yeah. So I gave it 0.5 stars. Because I was like, I like this, but I don't know. I'm like, do I like it enough to make it, like, a star-worthy song? I don't know. Okay.
And I gave it a one thumbs up. So
there you go. Okay.
That's
up
good.
Next, track number two, If You Leave Me. This is written by Niall Horan, Caroline Elin, Julian Bonetta, John Ryan, Joel Little, and Mike Sabbath. And it's produced by John Ryan and Julian Bonetta. Okay. So I wrote, met you in a dream, woke up with you gone. So I was like, is this not real? Is this person does not exist? I don't really know. I'm just going to preface these reviews by saying that I've decided I wanted to start reading books again, because I haven't done that in a while. And then I was just like, you know what? I really want to reread Hunger Games. So I started rereading it this week. And obviously I love the movies and stuff. And I love the books. Like the books is what I read first, and then the movies came out and stuff. So, and then you realize, holy crap, like movies are obviously not as good as books because there's so much backstory and all this other stuff. So I'm kind of in the middle of Catching Fire right now, which is the second book. I'm assuming you never read The Hunger Games. That doesn't seem like something you've
I've not read it, but you guys were nice enough to show me the movies after.
Yes. We also had never seen Harry Potter, and we did that. Anyways, long story long, because I'm like so in the Hunger Games mode right now, I just feel that a lot of these songs kind of seem like something PETA would be singing to Katniss. So
yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Apologize in advance if this goes Hunger Games, but whatever. Anyways. I said it kind of reminds me of PETA's love for Katniss. If you ever leave me, I think I might lose it. Like, so that's
because I feel like it's a dream sequence almost.
I felt like because it starts off as a dream and you're just chasing him through the streets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you leave me, you're sentencing to a life on my knees. I don't know, you know who I would be. And like, if Katniss were to die in the arena, like, how would PETA live with himself? So stuff like
that. Right.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Niall Horan was not watching The Hunger Games while he wrote this album.
Well, now he has another thought to make the song with. See?
Oh, there you go. Yes. Okay, so it does not have any bonus features on this one on the A to Z Lyrics site. So, yes. So, off to you, Sophia. What do you feel of this song?
Okay, I thought it was not bad. Like, when I was listening to it, I was like, okay, like, he's a pretty good song lyricist, you know? I thought it was not bad. Good for him.
And I just like, I feel like he's a good songwriter, and I feel like I really just enjoy Niall's voice.
It's very soothing.
It is very soothing. That's right. Mm-hmm. The Economic Times has said, everyone is fearful of the day their loved ones might depart. This song talks about that fear and life after. It is a unique sound and bass solo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. Moving ahead to song number three, which is the second single. So this is Meltdown. It is written by Niall Horan, Amy Allen, John Ryan, and Joel Little. And John Ryan and Joel Little produced it. So Meltdown. So it's like, when it all melts down, I'll be there. So this was the second single.
When it all melts down, I'll be there. I just like the way that, you know, I like that.
It has like a really good sound to it. So I said, I feel like, so I know most of these songs are supposed to be like love related or something, but I also feel like the song is like more about your like besties and being there for people that you care about. So if you're so then one of the lyrics was, one broken glass turns into a total collapse. And that is so true, because like, that's like the straw that breaks the camel's back. If you're like stressed out to the max, obviously one thing that is normally insignificant, like, okay, you broke glass, big deal, clean it up. It could just like, you know, like this is the thing then just makes you have like a nervous breakdown and you know, whatever. Yes. Right. So
because you can like, only handle so much.
Right. Exactly. Like, and when you're depressed, like you think there's no hope. Right. So we've talked about this a lot during our podcast and stuff.
Yes.
Because
mental health is a big thing. Like it's a lot nowadays. Right. It's like every day you hear about somebody having something. Yeah.
And it's just, and this is now knowing that this was written during the pandemic, that totally makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
So
because during the pandemic was hard for a lot of people.
It was hard for a lot of people. A lot of people were isolated.
Yes. And even now coming out of the pandemic, your mental capacity of like how you handle things. It was a very traumatic experience.
It was, yeah, it was a very traumatic, you know, experience.
That yeah. And your body people... now is like trying to come up with like, wow, it's actually, we're actually back to normal. And how was that, right?
Like, then again, yeah. Are you going to get down? Is it going to go back to that? Like, whatever. So you have some PTSD from that. A lot of people still don't know how, like, a lot of people's patience was gone after this. And before something that wouldn't bother you that somebody would say or do is now, like, you know, like, pisses you off and all this other stuff. So anyway, so...
And I just feel like more days you see, like, even weirder things in society, like, crazier people doing crazy things. And you're like, okay. Like, you knew they were there, but now they're more out in the open.
Bubbled to the surface, for sure. So there's a quote from Niall, and it says, I'm so happy to let you know my new single, Meltdown, is out April 28th. The song is basically about feeling anxious and being in that kind of freaking out moment, but knowing deep down that everything will be all right. So I think that's good. That's a good thing. And it's, like, true, right? Because... you know, like, at the moment, this is, like, the worst thing in the world. Oh, my God. And then you just realize afterwards, you're like, really? Like, 2 weeks later, you're like, that's what I was stressed out about? Like, that's nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. And I have, you know, I have some friends who do go through that stuff a lot. And then, like, months later, they'll be like, oh, I was never upset about that. I'm like, dude, you were. And this was the thing. So, you know, it is what it is. And it's just, like, when you're in that anxious moment, there's really nothing you can do. But it's saying that, like, you know, I'll be there for you. I'm here. I'll help you pull you out of this mess and all this stuff. Right. So, so I thought it was a pretty good song. So.
Yeah. I really liked it. I think it has a nice message to it. Good song. I enjoyed it at the Sugar Beats performance and listening to it on Spotify. I was like, yes, this is the reason why I liked it as well. From the Sugar Beach performance.
Yes, that was a good, there. That was one of what? He only did like three songs, right?
He only did three songs, and that was the one song that we finally got up on the front.
That's when we got to the front, right?
Yes, exactly.
And we're like, we can see him. He's right there.
Yes. Okay. So we're like, okay, this is a good experience because we got this performance.
Yes. You know, perseverance.
That's right. See, it happened. It will all be all right after we spent a few, like half an hour in the rain, getting up into the front, and we finally did it.
I think it was longer than half an hour. I feel like it was now.
I think so too, but you guys.
My favorite part about that, if you guys have not seen that video that we did the recap of that, is that we did not know he was not performing. They were just playing music, and we're just man, the sound quality is really crap. And then we realized, oh, because he's not actually there. So then he.
To be fair, the people on the hill made it seem like they were there because they had the cameras up.
They were singing along and cheering, so I have no idea what the heck they were doing. So So the Economic Times says, when it all melts down, I'll be there. Another show of support to someone in the song, but for a lover. Which, I guess. But I still think this would be good for friends.
I think so. Your interpretation of it, right?
Yes. That's what all music is interpretation, right?
Yes.
They say the beat and tune makes you feel nostalgic. Like, okay. It's a nice song. It's
good. I think so.
Okay. All right. Moving along to the next song. It's track number 4, Never Grow Up. So that is Niall Horan, Shane McNally, Julian Brunetta, and John Ryan. And it's produced by Joel Little, John Ryan, and Julian Brunetta. So first when I first heard the name of the song, it just kind of made me think of Peter Pan. Because, you know, like, the
But
that's immediately where my brain went. But I was like, let me listen to this song. So, Never Grow Up. So it says something like, I hope we grow old, but never grow up. The line that I really liked was, hope we still cry because we're laughing too much. And I always think that's cute. Like, you know, when you're just like, things are just so funny and ridiculous and you can't even breathe and you're just like laughing hysterically about something like that.
So
like,
you end up crying because it's so funny. Yes.
Like, oh my God.
I've had those times happen before.
Those are so funny. Yes. You're like laughing so hard you're not even making noises anymore. Like, and you're just like crying and it's just like, oh my God.
Yes. And then you can't stop, right? Until just get it all out.
And you're just like shaking and stuff. So it's like, So I said, so it's a romantic song, but I'm like, it could also be for friends. It's why not? For a future together. I said it's a good song. I like the beat and the sound. It's slow, but it's not boring. Like, it's slowish. Like, but yeah. Like, you know, I just, like, it's cute. It's like, I hope we still dance. Like, we're falling in love. And, like, you know, it's all the stuff. And just, like, you know, so it's like, you know, being there forever, but not growing up and still being that youthful spirit of yourself. Yes. So,
yeah, I think, like, you're a kid at heart, even though you're a little bit older, and you never lose that sense of kid, right?
Yes, exactly.
You're always enjoying yourself, right?
Yeah. That is so true, for sure.
I really like this song. Yeah, I thought it was nice. And I give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. I forgot that. So it says, Never Grow Up, Niall Horan thought it would be a fan favorite ballad with nostalgic elements to the melody and the lyrics.
Yes,
and
I agree with
that. Economic Times says, this song does it for you. Hope we grow old, but never grow up. And lines such as these to the retro tune will take you on a nostalgia trip to the days before you came of age.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. To Japan. Yes. Okay, next.
I think that's why a lot of people still go to Disney, right? Because you're like a kid at heart.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's
it brings true. It out in you. Like, oh my gosh, I remember this when you used to watch this show and you used to watch this. Yeah.
Exactly, right? And that's why when people get so bent out of shape that adults are going to Disney, I'm like, first of all, they have the money, they can go.
Yeah.
Second of all, like, they're enjoying it more than the screaming children that
exactly want to
take names, right? So,
right,
push upon people living their dreams and having a good time.
Exactly. Let people enjoy it, right? We only have like a little bit of life to live, really, right?
You only have one life, right? So you might as well enjoy your life that you're living, for sure. Yes. All right, song number 5 is the title track, The Show. It is written by Niall Horan, Mike Needle, Daniel Breyer, and Jamie Scott, and is produced by Joel Little and Jamie Scott. So life is like, oh, so it starts off with life is like a board game some of the time. I'm like, I love board games. I feel like I haven't played board games in a while. It's good stuff. But it's talking about like, mistakes and stuff, and it's and how like not everything is always like whatever. I'm not speaking, but you know, okay. So one of the other lines was, if everything was easy and nothing was broken, how would we know how good we have? Which is a very true line, because this is, I just immediately thought in my head, my mom always says, God bless us all. And then I say, if God is blessing us all, then how are we know that we're being blessed? Because everyone is like coming up, like, and then she always gets mad at me for this, because like meanly, like, you know, I'm like, I get what you're trying to say is that you want everyone to like, you know, be blessed or whatever, but I'm just like, yes, but if everyone is getting like whatever, you don't know that I can't explain it. I'm trying to explain it, but it's not making sense. Somebody explain it. Like, normally I can talk and it makes sense, but it's essentially saying that like this song is talking about, if things were easier, never broken, everything was simple, how would we know how to fix your tears, how to fake a show, how to paint a smile, how would we know how good we have it, right? So it's like you don't know what you're missing because you're having it, like, I don't know. So it's kind of saying like you got to take
it bad.
Because if you
don't know what you're missing, if you're enjoying your life,
things sometimes, if everything's always going good for you, you're just like, oh, this is life. But you know, if something shitty happens, then it kind of be like, oh, I am not explaining this right.
I understand what you're saying. But I get what you're saying.
Like, you can't have it good all the time because then you don't appreciate the good times, right?
Yes. Because I feel like the saying goes like, God only gives you what you can handle, kind of thing. And only gives you what, like, the strength of someone that you can handle this kinds of bad things happening.
And then, obviously, so I get what you're saying. Through that bad time, you're like, screw you. I don't want to have to handle this, whatever. And then after you get through it, you're just like, oh, okay, yeah, that helped me grow or whatever, right?
So, yes, and you know how to deal with those kinds of situations.
Right, for sure. Yes. So,
so I get what you're saying.
Okay, I'm not explaining it right, but that's what exactly.
Yes.
So it says the show was written during the COVID-19 pandemic, and Niall Horan shared that he spent that time at home thinking about his life. That partially inspired the track's lyrics. The show is a metaphor for life. All right, Sophia, how do you?
I think that's. I like the song, and it was like, it's not bad, and I like the way that he has the lyrics. It makes sense. you know, like you're not always going to have good times. There's going to be bad times. And that just shows you like what you can handle if you have bad times.
Yeah. I also wrote that it's kind of a mellow song. Like too upbeat or anything like that. So the Economic Times says the title song of the album is another introspective number. It is the singer's favorite track amid pandemic reflection. So there you go.
I think a lot of us were doing a lot of reflecting after the pandemic.
Yes.
Certain things like you should go out more. You should go do things because you only have one life. Yes. Enjoy every moment that you can because you never know like when it will be done.
And I feel like we also had a lot of like things too, because like Canada was a lot more restrictive than the States was. And the whole like the border being closed for what, like 2.5 years or something.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then so stuff was like coming back in the States and doing things. And you're like, oh, I really want to go to this concert, but I can't because we're not allowed to leave the country. And it's just kind of like, and then you start feeling like upset and jealous for these fans in the other country, like in the States who can do things. And you're like, well, you shouldn't, like it's a FOMO, right? But it's just like,
because really they were trying to protect us and our health, but we didn't think it like that because we're like, no,
we want to go. The vaccine came out during that thing. Like they had that event. I was just like, these are my favorite bands together. And I would be there if I was allowed out of my country and I can't. And it's just like, you know, so I don't know. So yeah. So definitely the pandemic definitely put things into perspective for sure.
Yes.
Okay. So next up, You Could Start a Cult, which sounds like a
really interesting title. Yes.
So this is written by Niall Horan, Rule Van Dijk, Mark Landon, Julian Brunetta, John Ryan, Joel Little. It was produced by Joel Little, John Ryan, and Julian Brunetta. Okay, so You Could Start a Cult.
Why do you think he came up with this title? Do you think like his like One Direction fans, it's kind of like a cult? Like, why do you think that?
I just feel that cults are generally not a good thing. So I don't know why
you But maybe he's trying to make it like a good thing. Like flip it on it,
you know, like
flip it on its head kind of thing. And be like, a cult is a good word. Don't worry.
Sure, yeah. So
I don't know. It's like, who comes up with these titles?
It's definitely something. So it's like, so I said it's like blindly following his love wherever she or he goes. So then immediately thought of PETA again. So blindly, whatever you say, Katniss, I'm going to follow you.
That's right.
Stuff, so
love makes you do crazy things.
So
like, I said, follow you into a cult.
Yeah, no. And like, okay, well, some of the lyrics are like, darling, I'd give up anything, give up everything, who I'll be and who I am. You can have it all. You could start a cult. Anywhere you go, I'll be there. You are so much more beautiful to me. I'll follow you until there's no tomorrow. So it's like blindly loving someone and following them and wanting to be there for them. Like you could start.
So I think that's what he's trying to do. I think he's trying to make the cult word like a nice word now.
Yes, but it's like, just like, yeah. So it's like, it's a very short song. There's not a lot, but And then I said, it's actually like a soothing song. It's basically acoustic. He has a great voice. The random harmonica at the end, near the end kind of caught me off guard. I was like, okay, play.
Why not? Why not?
What I liked about it is then like he sang and then after the lyrics were done, it still like ended with like, I think it was a piano and kind of just playing the notes like soothingly.
Yeah.
So, like it sounded nice. Like a,
with
a
the
good,
keys, right? It was like,
It had a good sound to it. And I was just like, but yeah. So like, I guess it's like being so blindly in love that you're going to follow them and you can't bear to be away from them and all that stuff. And they can do whatever and they'll be there. So A to Z Lyrics also says that in an interview with NME, Niall Horan said, about You Can Start a Cult. It's obviously a me song. I had all these ideas where I was going to have a full female choir, and it was going to have all these strings and loads of backing vocals on what's effectively a folk song. It was the last song, and at that point, we dressed up so many songs, my producer, John, was like, no, this is where we're going to have the acoustic moment. The song says a lot, but it's really a small song, and that was really sweet. It also says the track is one of Niall's personal favorites, and it took him the least amount of time to write because it's very short. So here you go. Sophia, your thoughts?
I thought it was okay. Like you said, it was nice in the keys, the piano. He has a nice voice. I think like the song title kind of threw me off. So then I was like, oh, I don't know. But then I was like, okay, he's trying to make it in a nice way because the lyrics sound nice, right? So that's why I think, yeah. So
sounds good. The Economic Times says the title of the song has nothing to do with a cult, which I guess is good. Mm-hmm. It's a feel-good romantic song with lyrics that go, darling, I'll give up everything. Who I'll be and who I am. You can have it all, baby. You can start a cult, you see. Anywhere you go, I'll be. You are so much more beautiful to me. So literally it's the same thing that I just read. But yes. Basically, so there you go. Basically, that is that song. So interesting. I feel like people are just looking at the track listing. They might be like, what the heck? But no, it's a good song. It's cute.
Don't judge a book by its cover. Listen to the song and think for yourself what you feel.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Track number 7, Save My Life. It is written by Niall Horan, Amy Allen, and John Ryan. And this is just produced by John Ryan. So Save My Life. I said it was upbeat right away. And I said it kind of reminded me of like an 80s song. The chorus is very catchy. You might save my life, makes you want to snap your fingers and dance. I really liked it. I gave it a star. I thought it was good. So, I thought that was good. There was no additional information on this song. I thought it was a good song.
So I think this one was upbeat, and then I think this was almost a rock kind of version, rocky kind of song, but yeah, I liked it. Good job.
Yes, I thought it was good. Yeah. Economic Times says this contemplative song about the power of love, but with electric guitar and beats again.
Oh, maybe that's a reason.
And a trumpet, reminiscent of 80s songs. Oh, right. All right.
Sounds yes. Good. 80s songs were really good. So this good. Is good. Go. Yeah.
Good job, Niall. All right. Yes. Moving along. Okay. So the next song, it is called On a Night Like Tonight. It is written by Niall Horan, Jacob Kasher Hindlin, and John Ryan. And it is produced by John Ryan and Matt Zara. So I said this song reminds me of another song, but I could not figure out what song. I said it's good. I said it's kind of slow and fast. Heaven is mentioned again. And then I sent it to another friend and I was like, what does this song sound like to you? Because I feel like it sounds like another song that I know, but I don't know which one. And they said it kind of sounds like Bittersweet Symphony. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, I can see that. It kind of has that vibe kind of going on. I thought it was a pretty good song. It had a good kind of melody kind of going on there. So I enjoyed it. Good song. No stars.
Song. I didn't have a lot of things, comments for this song. I just had not bad.
Yeah.
That's fine. Sorry.
The Economic Times says this song reminds us of some old ballads with a guitar, but with beats to make it sound a bit modern.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I could see that.
I could see it, yeah.
Yep, for sure. All righty. Up next, another interesting title. So this one is called Science.
Yes.
Yes, you know, one of your favorite
songs. So when I heard that, I thought of the movie Weird Science.
Weird Science, Science.
Or is that what it's called? Yeah, that's
the one where they like put together all the stuff in a computer and then they make like a girl.
Yes. I don't know why that movie, like as soon as I heard Science, I was like, oh my God, it's like a movie.
Mad scientist or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is written by Niall Horan, Mike Needle. Somebody whose last name is Daniel Breyer and Jamie Scott, and Joel Little and Jamie Scott produced it. So I put, wow, my scribbling is hard to read at this point. Chorus, why you feel, okay, hold on. Let me just go to the lyrics and I can see.
Okay,
so it says, when you feel that there's nothing left, but there's still a heart beating in your chest, when you're running from the flood, you've got nowhere left to run. It's just science. Don't let it break you down. So I said, I feel like this is like another antidepressant song. It kind of gives you hope. It's like, you know, like you're still alive. Things are still happening. Your body's shut. It's science. Don't let it scare you. Just kind of like, it is what it is.
Fight it.
You've got nowhere to run. The world's too heavy. It's not too late, you're still good. It's just this is a shitty feeling that you're feeling and whatever. So
almost like this too shall pass.
Yes, that's that's very good. Yeah, for sure. Is that what you had for
I did, yes.
Okay.
And then I put it's an okay song. Yeah.
Yeah. So it says in this piano-based song, the singer inspires and shows support to those struggling with mental health. You can dance on your own. It's okay because you're not alone, sings Niall. So it's true. Mm-hmm. So it has a lot I feel like he has a lot of like really good, positive, like feel good type.
Like good messages.
Messages for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you'll be down for a little while, but you can pull through kind of thing.
Totally. 100% for sure. All right. So now we've come up to the last track on the track listing. So it's called Must Be Love. So this one is written by Niall Horan, James Napier, Philip Plested, Tom Barnes, Pete Keheller, and Ben Conn. And it is produced by John Ryan and Joel Little and TMS, whoever that is. I liked this song.
Well, at least not PMS.
Not PMS, no. I love the la 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 love part. It was very easy to sing along to. And I also really liked the very first line, which says, I'm a specialist at overthinking everything. And I was like,
I was like,
I definitely overthink things a lot. So,
for me, I would like to think I'm an analyzer. I like to analyze after something happens just to make sure, you know, maybe
true.
I can do better, or what did you do that for?
true. So, so it's lyrics like I have a first degree in being my own worst enemy. I have a PhD and always running away. It scares me to death. I'm trying to stop it. I'm trying my best, but it feels like la 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 love. Like, so it's just like
the I really like that as well.
Yeah, it must be. So I thought that was cute and catchy, and I really enjoyed that. So there is no further information on the A to Z lyrics. Sophia, do you have anything?
So I really like the love love la 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 love, because it's
like
cute. Sophia's
gonna like this because like she likes
the idea. I like catchy things, and I like the ones when it's like easy to sing along to.
Fast again.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it. Good job, Niall.
Good job, Niall. All right, and this one, they say, this song is where Niall is self-deprecating, making fun of himself for failing in love. The lyrics go, I got my first degree in being my own worst enemy. I got a PhD and always running away. This song feels good.
Mm-mm.
So that is what they have said. And then they also have Niall Horan, singer-songwriter, is 29 years old and was a member of the popular band One Direction. So that's thank you, Economic Times. Okay, so
thank you
to our Wikipedia. So I feel like we were not far off from what they were thinking. So so that kind of like reassured me that I'm like, okay, so we're still, everyone kind of is on the same page here. So
yes.
So excellent. Japan also got a bonus track, which was just an acoustic version of Heaven. So there you go. It made it to number one on the Australian, Dutch, Irish, New Zealand, Scottish, and UK album charts.
Very good.
It does not show anything for US or Canada, but...
which is kind of surprising, but I guess maybe he's not as popular in North America. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he definitely is, but yeah, so good album. I really enjoyed it. I thought I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job. I think that it really helped that he wrote all the songs.
Because you feel like you're more connected to it, right?
So. Yeah, for sure. And he's a good lyric. How do you say the word? Lyricist,
maybe?
Or something like that, yeah. I keep saying that. I don't know if that's the right word. Well, whatever. But yeah, he does a good job writing the lyrics. Good job, buddy.
Good job, Niall. Proud of you, babe. Yeah, so good.
We're friends or something. Good job, buddy.
Good job. Appreciate you.
See, after listening to the album, it's like we've all connected now. We're like friends.
What are they? I wonder what they call Niall fans. Like, I know One Directioners are like One Direction fans are Directioners.
Do you think they call them Niallys?
He has a fan? Niallators? I don't know.
Niallys? How about Niallys?
No idea.
I don't know. Nihilators is probably the best one.
What are Niall Horan fans called? Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea to look it up.
His fandom name is Lovers. That's weird.
Where do you think it comes from? Because
Then this other one says his fandom doesn't actually officially have a name, but Nihilers is one of the popular terms used.
Okay, so, it's kind of like Backstreet Boys, right? They're like, we really didn't have a name, but then Nick was like BSB Army, and then we're now BSB Army.
So apparently February 20th, 2023, they said that his fandom is called Lovers. I was like, okay.
Sure. Well, I guess they love him. So
you know what? Lovers is better than an army, I think. I feel like army is more like negative and whatever, but... Who knows?
Maybe they're trying to put it on its head to the army. Like, it's a good thing, right? Because we're there to stand with them.
That's right.
I don't know.
I have no idea. But yeah, so good job. Anyways, good job. Now, we got to pick our top three.
Oh, okay. Top three. Do we have a top three? Do we have it? Okay, I think two for sure I have as well.
Okay. Sorry. Can I just share a really funny story? So as I'm writing down the notes for the last song, and then I'm like, okay, so I'm writing it down. And then I hear another song start. And I was like, is there a bonus track on this? Forgetting that I'm on Spotify, where it just randomly starts playing another song afterwards.
Yes.
And this happened with another album, which I can't remember. And I was like, this is a good song. I'm like, that's a totally different band. So the song starts playing. I'm like, I kind of like this. This sounds catchy. And then I go and look at my phone. And it was Waffle House by the Jonas Brothers.
Amazing.
I was like, yes, that's why it's catchy, because I already know the song.
I love it.
Freaking nerd, I swear to God.
That's great.
Sorry,
I think it had... Oh, yes. I was going to say, I think it was when we were doing the Hanson album review. And a Backstreet Boys song came on, because that happened to me.
Yeah,
because that happened to me too. And I was like, okay, I know this song.
Oh, it's not the band.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go Meltdown for my number one.
Okay.
Never Grow Up for my number two, because I really like that one. Mm-hmm. And Heaven for number three.
Yes. All right. Definitely Meltdown. Love that one. Well, I kept listening to Heaven and it was growing on me, and it didn't sound as synthesized when I was listening to it more, but I don't know if I'm going to go that one. I starred Save My Life. And then, you know what? I think I'm going to go with Must Be Love because of the La 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 Loves. So I thought that was good, but yes.
Nice.
Excellent job, Niall. Appreciate you, buddy.
We loved it. Good job.
I'm sure you will not do a free performance again after the shit show. That was the last one, but maybe if it was a little more organized, it'd be good. So, okay. So I think that's about it. Do you have anything else to say about this one? All right.
No, I think that was great.
Yes. So thanks for taking a break with us.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.